From Swarthmore College.
From Swarthmore College.
This is.
This is.
This is.
This is War News Radio.
All right, that's it. I think it's time to face the facts.
You fleeing the country too? I hear everyone's going to Canada.
Canada's so 2004. And really, haven't we had enough of countries with young, progressive leaders who get those pop culture references?
That's a really good point. And there are so many countries with old, cranky, authoritarian leaders who want to shield the children from the scary world of internet memes.
It's a tough choice, but I'm going to have to go with Russia.
Of course, a classic. Vladimir will be happy to see you.
Hopefully he's been an active listener filibustered all these years.
I'm not sure he's been checking our website from the highway. A good motorcycle ride requires concentration. A devotee like Putin would know.
Whoa, wait. Last time we checked in with Putin, the Nightwolves biker gang was staging rock concerts and cheering the annexation of Crimea. But did Putin finally put on his helmet and join them?
Jay, you know as well as I do that Putin is way too cool to wear a helmet.
Wow. I honestly expected him to be more responsible with bike safety.
And it looks like the Nightwolves are too cool for Putin. They've left the country and illegally crossed into Poland.
And they're not stopping there. They're riding all the way to Berlin to celebrate the 70th anniversary of the Red Army's advance at the end of World War II.
Is this a crucial part of Kremlin propaganda, or do they really not know that 1945 was 71 years ago?
Which is why they tried last year, but were stopped at the Polish border by EU officials.
Hope Putin's able to see some of Germany's famous arts along the ride. I hear only good things about the museums in Berlin.
Nothing can compare to the Met for him, though. After all, that's where his new flame likes to hang.
I wouldn't have pegged you as a reader of Us Weekly, Jay.
Well, there's always the politics section.
You know we can trust this story, since one paragraph about her relationship with Putin is followed by four about her fashion choices.
Oof. Sounds like Fox News would be a safer bet.
You'd think, but since Putin's plus one is Wendy Deng, who just happens to be the ex-wife of Rupert Murdoch, maybe not.
And speaking of Fox...
Damn it, we fled all the way to Russia and still can't avoid talking about Trump.
Maybe it's not that surprising. After all, comparing Trump and Putin is one of the favorite pastimes of US pundits.
This has been going on for a while, since Trump's campaign started last summer when he said that he would get along very well with Putin.
But now that Trump is the Republican nominee for President of the United States, we really have to dig deeper than just comparing how they purse their lips or how they both really love beauty pageants.
The thing is, there's two stories going on here. One is that Trump and Putin are both authoritarian bullies, and that's bad.
The other, though, is that Trump is bad because Putin likes him, and that therefore Trump will weaken the US and strengthen Russia, thereby allowing Russian troops to invade, I don't know, Oregon?
Believe us, Trump is angry and scary for a lot of reasons, but Putin saying something nice about him is pretty much at the bottom of the list.
Major news outlets in the US have jumped all over this recently. They're calling Trump Putin's stooge, or even the Kremlin's candidate.
At this point, it's obvious that this isn't about opposition to Trump or fear of dictatorship, but continuing the narrative of Russia as an existential threat to the US.
It's just so Cold War. Last time I checked, it hasn't been 1989 for at least 5 years.
Clearly, make America great again means going back to the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Ask not what your country can do for you, but honestly, if your country's asking you to do something, that's the start of the negotiation. See what you can get out of them.
That joke hasn't been funny since August, but then again, this is a bit of a throwback show.
Putin, the greatest hits.
But this isn't just about Trump. It's really common for pundits in the US to interpret every piece of news through the lens of, how will this help Russia?
For example, when we learned that the Arctic ice cap was melting rapidly, US News was panicking that Putin might move his military through the new Northwest Passage into the Atlantic, drill in the Arctic, and annex the North Pole.
El Nino is pretty scary, but this is really pushing it.
Don't give them any more ideas. Next thing we know, they'll be writing about how Putin's secretly been disrupting the warm ocean currents.
And not to give Vladimir a filibustered guest role, but it's not even true that he's Trump's number one fan.
Yeah, that title probably belongs to Bill Clinton right about now.
Putin has called Trump tough and talented, but not everything he said is quite that positive.
He also called him colorful and flamboyant, which, given Putin's positions on homosexuality, was probably not a compliment.
Last December, everyone freaked out because Putin called Trump the absolute leader of the presidential race. But that's not exactly praise, it's just true.
I mean, Trump was winning the nomination then, just like he's won the nomination now.
But we all know the real way into Putin's heart is not with words, but some good old male bonding.
Ah yes, who can forget Putin's memorable fishing trip with George W. Bush in 2007, when Bush was the sitting president?
Oh, it's way better than that. Of the many dangers Putin's faced, none were greater than fishing with two members of the Bush family in Kennebunkport.
The fact is, Putin spends time with lots of U.S. politicians. Some of them are former presidents, sitting presidents, or presidential wannabes. And we're not condoning that or condemning that. But our reporting has to be consistent.
We can either treat it as unacceptable for any U.S. politician to be on friendly terms with Putin, or we can let them all have at him. But we need to stop stories that induce fear for insufficient reasons.
When we use Putin as a cudgel against whatever politician we don't like for separate reasons, what we're really saying is, if they supported America, they'd be belligerent towards Russia. And frankly, I'm glad it's not the Cold War anymore. Russia just isn't this existential threat to the United States.
A worldview where everyone has to be aggressive towards Russia to prove they love America is probably the closest we'll be to embodying Trump.
So he's won already?
That's a wonderful thought to end on. For filibustered, I'm...
Wait! We forgot the most important thing about Putin.
What's that?
His army of killer spy dolphins.
Oh my god.
His Ministry of Defense just bought 5 bottlenose dolphins for $26,000. These dolphins are officially part of the Russian Navy. They're trained, they're armed, and they're dangerous.
If they can invade Crimea, they're coming for us next. For Filibustered, I'm Sabrina Merrill.
And I'm Jay Clayton. It's been a pleasure, at least for us.